Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cow's diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
That didn't sound... Something was coming out funny.
He's Scott.
Sorry, I am Scott. And that's Kim. And we're back. It's the Scott and Kim Show. Somebody on Twitter said today, so is the Skim Show over?
Aww.
I said, no.
We just had to readjust schedules, people.
We were in Vegas last week. There was no way to squeeze anything in edgewise. I mean, it was kind of... Listen, the ride up there and the ride home was the Scott and Kim Show.
Besides
we just didn't record it.
Jeannie could never watch on Sunday, so
right.
Perfect.
So Jeannie can be here now.
Now Jeannie can be here.
Jeannie would on Sundays. You know where she goes?
No.
She does sacrificial goats on Sundays.
Okay.
Just kidding. She doesn't do that.
Right.
I made that up completely. It's going to be for the foreseeable future after TMS on Mondays. That's going to be the plan,
mm-hmm.
And I think that works okay for both of us, generally speaking. Right. Schedule
wise. Why is Rainer in here again?
Did she? Well, you didn't shut the door. Is your problem?
No, I started talking and I didn't shut it.
She's fine. Where is she? She's fine.
She's
the dog's
dancing
in...
around your chair.
Oh, hey, Rainer. It's okay, baby. You can stay in here. Mom doesn't like you. I love you. Can we talk about the dog for a second? Why I love her so much and why you hate her?
I don't hate her.
You really dislike her.
I don't love animals.
You don't love animals at all.
I have to say that very quietly because I know a lot of people do. I don't love animals the way Scott loves the animals.
I love this dog. I just want to snuggle her and kiss her and rub her ears. Here you go. You like that?
And yeah. I just don't want her on her bed.
And I like her on the bed because she's not much of a shedder. It's just a little bit of black little shorty hair sometimes.
That's shedding.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
But you can...
That is the true definition of dog shedding. Just little hairs everywhere. It's just
also,
a little bit of hair.
She also does this thing, and I don't want to freak anybody out, but she makes this sound a lot where she goes like that, and you hate that.
The sound of anything licking itself is just the wrong sound for me.
The sound of
that
anything
is the opposite
licking itself. Yeah.
What's the when people really like the sound?
Oh, ASMR.
ASMR. It's the opposite for me.
So it's your.
It's the one that it's like. I can put my fingernails on a chalkboard and scratch,
yeah.
And I know that drives a lot of people crazy.
I can't
that
do that.
That doesn't bother me, but the dog going,
and it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't give me any grief. I just hear it and go, oh, it's my little dog over there.
It's just your little dog.
She's not licking there. Herself. Sometimes she's just chopping her, doing that
it's
with her
true.
Mouth. She's just making
Sometimes
a noise.
Sometimes she's just licking your arm. Good thing you don't have nacho cheese on there.
That's right.
That's right.
That's a throwback for you. Anyway, we're happy to be back and
See,
we got stuff to talk about.
Me.
They are agreeing with you. See, the problem with having you on this side of the camera now is that you have full access to this chat room
it's
and
true.
See all the debauchery that goes on in there. So let's see how distracted you get by them. Probably a lot. So we missed you guys. We
and
hope
Luke
you're
Skywalker,
doing good.
Yes, the rest of the cheese is okay.
So you're doing that again. You're doing it again. You're letting them distract you. I'm going to just hide that. It's going to put that right over here.
Fine, I'm listening to you.
And now you're looking at it there. Great.
Anyway, so what's going on? Let's talk about things. You went to the, what was it this morning? To the car place? To the car fixer place?
Yes.
And it's because Nick got an accident while we were in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And it was bad enough.
Just a small fender bender, but the bumper needs to be replaced.
So. Brand new bumper needed.
Yeah.
And the other guy, what? What happened to him?
I think the cover on his wheel came off. It wasn't anything major.
So it's fine.
They didn't even have to call the cops or anything. It was just like a take your insurance and they both drove away.
Yeah. And that guy has insurance.
It was a dealer car, I think. Yeah. So I'm sure the dealer has insurance.
I don't know. Is it still on?
It doesn't matter. It's on ours.
It's on our insurance. Yeah. So did our rates go up?
No.
Okay. These are all good signs so far.
So far.
Nick wasn't hurt. There's no whiplash to deal with.
No. It was very, very slow go. He was coming out of a parking lot, was waved into traffic, you know, doing really slow. But the person that waved him in.
Yeah.
Piece of. Anyway. It was wrong. And there was someone coming.
In California, we determined that he would be he'd be the
that
one
guy would be liable.
Yeah, he'd have to pay for it.
I don't think that's the same here. So
no,
it's,
Utah doesn't have that law. So I know that I'm going to go wave people on
and
all
Nick's
the time.
Don't do that.
Why not?
Just
it's not against
cause
the law.
Accidents in front of you, then you won't be able to move either. They'll be right in front of you.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah. So what you're saying? What goes
don't
around comes around. Okay, great. Anyway, because of this, she had to go in and have it looked at because they have to do an evaluation on what it's going to cost, and it's all part of the claim. He was supposed to go with you, but he didn't get out of bed.
Yes, I thought he was the one in the, you know, in the shower getting ready this morning. I'm like,
it was
his
sister.
It was actually Carter getting ready for work.
Yeah,
and he was still asleep.
Yeah, and he went, oh, what have I
actually,
done?
Actually, I went and yelled, and he was like, oh, you scared me.
Wow, that was
no. He didn't even do that. He didn't. Oh, sorry. He just didn't say anything. And then he called me. He's like, did you already leave? And I was like, yeah, I did. I had to be there at 8 o'clock.
Oh, he did
it
text you?
It was an appointment. No, yeah. He called me while I was out.
So I knew kind of had a feeling this might happen.
Did you?
We need to talk about when I need to not say things. So, for example, last night, we get home from the Cinco de Mayo thing, which is going to come back up and later in the food.
Okay.
I want to talk about your corn.
Okay.
Hardcore corn was really good. last night he was heading down here to play video games again. That's just fine, except I know he has this 7:30, you know, thing. He has to go leave with you. So I says to him, on the way down south, I said, Nick, are you going to go play? He goes, yeah. And I know he's going to play. He's going to play with his brother-in-law. They're going to play like Rainbow Six Siege or something. And I know how long he can get into it. He can play till 4 sometimes if he's not careful.
It has happened before. Dylan had to work too.
Dylan had work. So I thought about not saying anything. Instead, I said, hey, you know you got your 7:30 thing with your mom. You better, you know, let's not be down there all night. And he goes, yeah, Dad, I got it. I got it, Dad. I said, okay, you got this? You're good in the morning. Oh, yeah, I got it. I totally got it.
You're really throwing him under the bus.
I'm not throwing him. I tell him this to his face. The point is, then I go, all right, I'm done. I go upstairs. We finish our evening. I watch Game of Thrones. Somebody put a Starbucks coffee cup in the scene.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
You showed me that. That was great.
Yeah, that's not a spoiler. It's just in the thing. And then I wake up this morning, and everyone's doing their thing. And then he's late. And
I left without him.
What should I say in that case? Because part of me wants to go in there and go, remember last night how we just had this conversation?
No, you can't do that. It's fine. I will be the one that talks to him because I was the one that he let down. So,
but plus, he likes you more than he likes me. I mean, he likes us all. We're all a big, happy family. But he loves his mom and is kind of a mama's boy. I don't mean that in a pejorative way. It's a good thing.
No, I think that there's a difference between mom and son's relationships and daddy-daughter relationships.
Yeah, and I definitely have that with my girls.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and there were times when you would look at me and be like, you need to let it go. I'll talk to her. And it's just the same thing.
It is kind of the same thing. Yeah. So we got that all worked out. And whatever you do today with Nick, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Be fine.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay out of it because here's the truth. When I was Nick's age, I did the same freaking thing.
I know.
I was really unreliable. I was hard to get up in the morning, was not a morning person, would blow stuff off sometimes. Like I was totally.
Same. He does the same.
He's the same.
That's more.
And that's, I think, why I get frustrated.
The age that he's a guy, he doesn't have a lot of responsibilities. It's not like he's blowing things off that are super important. He knew I would go.
Yeah, he knew you'd take care of it, didn't he? That's the problem.
That's your problem with it, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I get frustrated when I see me in him and know how dumb that was for me to be that way. And I know that he, like me, will get over it, get past it, and be a responsible adult one day. I know that.
Exactly.
And I know these are small things. This isn't him blowing, you know, freaking crack smoke in my face at night going, I learned it from you, Dad. You know, it's not like that, but it's still frustrating. Anyway.
Dylan just texted me. Just P.S. I did not play with Nick last night.
Ha! He's listening. Dylan's listening to the show. I thought that was you, Dylan. All right. Well, it's usually Dylan.
Yeah, it was probably Breton.
And by the way, that's the thing I like, that he's on with Dylan, because I trust Dylan, and Dylan's generally a responsible dude. So I like that.
When they play together.
But when Nick plays with his old pal from Eagle Mountain.
Who I don't think at the moment has a job.
No, so he they're can just stay up freaking late. Long-haired hippies going, yeah, man, let's play till 5.
I like Breton.
Well, I like great. That kid, too. He's a good kid, but he's a little lost right now. He's a little lost soul.
No, he's not a little bit. Lost soul.
A little bit. I mean,
they're both 18 years old. That's the thing.
They're in lost soul territory.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Do you want to hear an email?
Sure.
Will I Am wrote in, not that famous rapper. I assume this isn't him.
Well.
Could be. He says this. The subject is a recipe for the Doggerito. So I've talked about Doggeritos when you're out of town. Although this time, last week when you were gone, horrible errors were made every day. I didn't eat anything good. Nick and I did DoorDash too much. It was never good. I regret it to the point that I've like gotten on the ball hardcore since you've been
when
home.
When I got back, you're like, okay, doing like, it.
Hardcore. I had a single
jumping
egg this morning.
Jumping right back on that wagon.
No, snacking. I'm not grazing all day anymore. I'm on it, dude. Anyway,
notice that he can't do this unless I'm here, though.
No. That's why I'm saying I was so humiliated when you were gone. That it turned me around.
When you get home, it's all changing.
Well, because you know how to make food. I don't know how to make anything.
I have a really good lunch for you.
This guy's got an actual
thing. Recipe.
Yeah, right. And I'm going to read it because I like the instructions. Normally, a recipe is boring to read. And we will put this, if it's not already in there, we'll put it in the Discord.
There's another one on Discord that's similar, but not.
Where is it?
The same.
One of these, somewhere in here?
Up.
Ooh, look at that peanut butter bacon burger. Mitzula swinging in with
bacon
the...
Bacon crunch burger is the bomb.
We're going to have to do
those
that.
Things.
Oh, look at
those. Fried. They are chili cheese dog egg rolls.
Chili cheese dog egg rolls.
Sounds just as bad for you, but sounds really good.
I'm so hungry right now.
Okay, talk about this. Will I Am sent in the recipe.
All right, Will I Am sent this recipe. Here's what he says. Ingredients. 2 all beef hot dogs. Large flour tortilla. I almost said floor because of the thing that was happening at the esports place. That flour on the floor, people. Anyway, shredded cheddar or pepper jack cheese. 1 can of hot dog chili, preferably the spicy kind.
Now, do you know the difference in hot dog chili?
I have no idea what that
it
even means.
It doesn't have beans in it.
Oh, it's just meat?
It's just the meat. So it's the beanless chili, which just has the meat and the tomato sauce, and it's really good for those because you don't have the big chunks.
I also like it just generally better. I don't like chili with beans. Is that weird?
But you shouldn't eat it as a bowl of chili.
Why?
Because it's...
Is that bad?
I don't think it's very... It doesn't have any...
It's just meat and gravy?
Yeah. I don't think you should eat that. Beans at least give you some protein.
Yeah, that's true.
Some good fiber.
I need good beans, though. I don't like...
Maybe I should make you chili, then.
That'd be fine with me.
Okay.
You talked about making jambalaya again. When was that?
Today.
Today?
I'm gonna make it.
Are you really going to make it?
Oh.
You guys. She's going to make chili again. Jambalaya. Which is like southern chili, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the directions. This is the best part. Cook the hot dogs. He says he uses a George Foreman grill.
Ooh, which or would you be can, great.
He says you can butterfly the hot dogs and cook them on a skillet, making sure there's a little bit of browning going on for better flavor. I would
agree with that.
Would a microwave do?
It isn't going to give you the browned flavor, that crispy edges.
But they will curl up and look weird.
Yes, they will.
you got to warm the chili in a saucepan. Heat up the tortilla in the microwave for 15 seconds on a,
on top of
a damp paper towel.
Which will keep it moist so it doesn't just dry out on the edges.
Can I use the paper towel I used to take the wet rat downstairs to feed the snake with?
Your prerogative.
I think he ate,
your
by
call.
The way.
I think so.
Pretty sure he ate, yeah. We've been having trouble getting our snake to eat. He's picky. It's weird. I don't understand his deal.
I don't know what his deal is.
He's a big, full-sized, healthy, fat snake, and he's just weird about eating right now. Anyway, place hot dogs on the tortilla and top with the chili, being careful not to overfill it, and then cover it in a layer of cheese. That says later of cheese.
It's supposed to say layer.
That's a typo.
Yes, that's okay.
Wrap the typo up. Sorry, the tortilla up, being sure to close it up like a burrito, and then place it on the skillet to toast it and melt the cheese. Be sure to start with the seam side down so it seals everything in. Eat the dogrito and feel like you're not a slob, he says. You can add other stuff like diced onion or jalapenos, or even a little bit of corn chips like Fritos or Cheetos for some crunchy action.
I would like that. The Fritos and chili, mm-hmm. That's a good combination.
Will I Am, if that is truly your name. This sounds good. Like, that sounds like a legit meal.
Yes.
Not me
being desperate. Because
you've
also put it in a skillet, so you've fried it a little bit and you've actually cooked it, not just microwaved every part of it.
Yeah, that's not just desperation. That's an actual thing
you thought about that.
Yeah.
You actually got the chili with no beans.
Do we have that now?
Yes.
We do have some?
I think so. I don't think we have any tortillas at the moment, though.
I'm cutting calories.
Then you might want to cut that in half. All right. And have it with lots and lots of, the pickled onions that I have would be good on there, but also lots of fruits and vegetables to break it up a little.
I noticed last night, the tacos and everything we did, I thought I was pigging out because I felt like I was falling off the wagon last night because it was really good. And I went back for more, so I had five little tacos.
They're this big.
I know, they're not very big.
They're
five little
street tacos
and then two of those corn things, which mm-hmm. we'll talk about in a minute because I want to get to that in our food segment. Mm-hmm. And then what else do we have? Some chips and stuff.
Chips and salsa.
I didn't eat much fruit. Anyway.
Yeah.
I got home. I was still 600 calories down yesterday.
Those are small, very small talk. Because we did ground beef. It wasn't super high in calories.
It's just that I pounded it down. That was the problem.
You were hungry.
Oh, I was starving, dude. This diet's, it's hard. But I'm doing it.
It's because you're thinking about it, too.
That's part of it.
You're thinking about not eating, which makes you want to just
This is a bad idea doing a show about food. When I'm this hungry, I'm hungry right now. That burp right there was my body saying, hey, there's nothing in here. All right. Thank you for that. All right. Ferret guy on the internet. Ferret guy Dave. I assume his name is Dave.
Ferret guy Dave.
He sent us a tweet that I had to read. He says, love the latest skim and your haircut talk. I'm a barber and I never paid for a podcast. So they see what he did there.
Yes, I see what he did there.
Because it's the opposite of me.
Scott's never paid for a haircut.
Still haven't.
It's true.
This hair that I have now. Should we show him how terrible this is? Hold on.
Hey, I cut your hair.
No. I don't mean.
Let me show you how terrible this haircut is.
Look how long it's getting.
Yeah, we haven't cut it in quite some time.
It's getting very long. Guy my age isn't supposed to grow this much hair.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true.
Yeah.
It probably just needs some product.
We're just going to leave it like that. What do you guys think? It's
Ferret guy
good.
Dave probably knows what product you need.
Well, probably. Here's the next doctor visit I do, and this is only for people watching the video. See that
the
little
red
mole? That red mole?
The little red dot.
I hate it. I hate it so bad, and it's only gotten bigger and more prominent. I got to get that burned off.
Yeah.
And I don't mean bigger and prominent and kind of, oh, no, watch that thing. It's going to be cancerous.
No, it's the same
They've
as
checked
it's
it.
Always been.
Yeah.
Same as it always was.
Same as it always yeah. it was. That's a great song. But were you saying I've receded past it? Is that
no,
what?
No, I'm saying it's never really changed. It's just always bugged you.
I hate it. It looks like I'm a bad Hindu.
I just mean you don't need to stress over it because it's not really changed.
I'm like a drunk Hindu. I'm supposed
okay,
to put the dot
not
right here.
Quite that big. Good hell.
You remember what I used to say? I don't do this anymore. But somebody would
You're
say.
You're going to do it right now, though.
I'm going to do it now. Well, I mean, look, we're open here. We don't have any secrets.
I wonder if they have secrets from you.
I still, well, yeah, I am pasty. Kim is tan. I'm pasty. Now I'm looking at the chat. All right. When I was, whenever anybody would say something about Indian something, mm-hmm. they go, yeah, I was speaking to this Indian guy, and I would immediately interrupt and say,
dot or feather.
Or if I was describing it, I would say, yeah, so I was hanging out with this guy who's Indian, dot, not feather. That's how I'd say it. Or feather, not dot. It's not overtly racist. It's just a little reductive, right? Like
yeah.
I'm reducing these two
very,
great peoples mm-hmm. down to the dot the Hindus have and down to the feather the Native Americans used to have. Mm-hmm. It's not very cool to do that.
No.
Do you recommend against it?
I recommend against it, but in a family setting, that's usually where it came up.
The chat room, it's very racist, they say.
Icor says it's fine.
These are just...
You're just clarifying.
I'm just clarifying. Oh, thank you, Luke Sightwalker. Thank you very much. All right. Anyway, thanks for that. And if you guys want to tweet us, you have to use my Twitter account. I'm at Scott Johnson. You can send me direct tweets. Or you can send us emails just like we got from Will.i.am by heading on over to the website. That's at frogpants.com/skim. And we didn't get any this week, but if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can.
Yeah.
801-471-0462. Normally, most of our voicemails are for Skim. Mm-hmm. The last couple of weeks, it's like Zippo. I don't know what happened. Nobody wants to talk to us. What the H?
I don't know.
Yeah. No theory?
No theory.
All right.
Maybe they are just like, where'd the show go? Because we had to move it around.
We had to move it around.
They're like, well, if I said one, will they even hear it?
It's gonna,
the tree falls in a forest.
It's gonna stay here though. Everything will be fine. We got to spend time with Van over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
I got you all last week too, Wednesday to Saturday.
Oh, right. They drove down to St. George.
We had a girls' trip to St. Mm-hmm. George. Took 5 hour
trip.
With us.
Think about 5 hours Taylor, with Carter stops and everything, or longer.
We did stop in the middle so he could eat, but that always means feeding and then awake time and kind of chilling with him a little bit.
Yeah,
like a half hour in the middle.
He's getting chubby in a healthy way. He's
laughing
at grandma here. He doesn't laugh at me so much, or anyone else for that matter.
Nana's got the touch.
She's got the touch. She's got the magic touch. But they want me to put the hat back on. Let's put
that on. Oh, wow.
Is it that bad?
Oh, they're asking you?
They're
yes,
asking
it must
me.
Be that bad.
Here, I'll wear it like that.
They're like, hey, Scott, we are sick of looking at that.
Does that make me look cool?
On your head.
How cool is that backwards?
That looks much better.
That's pretty cool. Is
I
this
like
my
it.
Look?
That's your new look.
Is this my look? We've been talking about this. Actually, good topic, folks. Oh, we'll get to your corn in a minute.
Okay. Do you,
your
who's
pornography.
Looking for a new look? Because I kind of feel that I'm finding myself in the same boat. Like, hey, I don't want to dress like a grandma. No offense to grandmas.
Because you're too young for that, to be that
But
yet.
I also can't shop and wear the clothes my daughters do because it's just too, I'm too old for that. Let's be honest.
Yeah. We're in a weird middle space.
So I'm
space.
In like this weird middle space, and so my girls were trying to help
I think
me
she's
find
full of
clothes.
Horse crap because she always looks nice, and I don't know what she's talking about. I
it's
sit around in
do.
A lot of black t-shirts, this dumb hat, jeans. Yo, I'm wearing jeans right now, and on my feet,
yeah.
I have a pair of, what are these? New Balance
shoes.
I mean, how
shoes.
Lame is this?
It's not lame.
And it's been this way for a long time. Years and years, decades maybe even. A couple of last two decades, like from my 20s through my mid-40s, I've always just felt... It's fine. Do you want water? It's water.
I do.
Yeah, you can totally have some. I've always... I never have a like a... And I'm not going... I don't want to look like Freddie Mercury or something.
A specific look.
Or whatever. I don't want to do that. I just want to have like... I don't know. I don't
a
know
look
what...
that's like recognizable.
Yeah,
maybe
like...
Maybe that's what it is.
Like, I'll talk about some of my friends here. Brian Ibbett wears those dumb shirts, those Hawaiian shirts. And that hat.
Why would you say dumb?
Well, I don't mean dumb. No, just true. Like it's a thing that's his, and you see him and you go, oh, yeah,
there's
Brian
in
his wacky
yeah.
shirt he always wears.
Yeah.
So he's
true.
Kind of got a look.
He has
and
a look.
And it's
way.
Very Vegas-y, touristy kind of thing, and it's fun and ironic and all that. Justin with his black jacket and his sunglasses, his aviators and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have a few friends that I don't know why I don't feel this way about me. I just don't have, I'm just the most plain ass dude. Like, I look in the mirror and just go...
But I wouldn't...
You're a blip in the crowd.
We had a guy recognize you in Vegas that went, hey, Scott Johnson, I know who you are. And you're like, oh, you're here with the group. And he's like, what group? What are you talking
yeah,
about? I just
no
recognize
idea.
You. You're recognizable.
He was an instance listener and he's seen the stream. So
yeah.
I guess, sure. But maybe this is a futile thing to even want. Maybe I don't care. Because I mean, comfortable with who I am.
Unless you want to dress like Freddie Mercury.
But is there
we
any
could do that?
Is there any is there any value? Is there any value in me being? I don't know. Like, I guess I just want to be what you know. What I am happy being whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if I'm too boring.
If you're settling.
Am I boring?
Settling into black t-shirts and jeans.
Am I putting on sweatpants because it's easy? Here's the sweatpants. They're easy.
But you don't wear sweatpants every day.
Not every day. No. I did warm yesterday. That felt good for a hot minute.
It was Sunday. It was great.
I don't know. Maybe I just need to go get some shirts. Sometimes I just need that, like a fresh.
Just you need some new clothes.
Some okay. new clothes. I've been wearing my Overwatch shirts since 2013 or something.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But I was doing the same thing this weekend. The girls were helping me find kind of a new look of what I'm looking for, and I don't know what that is.
Well, you already got that cool hair and everything. My hair is boring.
But I have to wear clothes, so can't just have the cool hair.
Well, yeah, you do.
So I have to find some cool clothes to go with it.
So, yeah, all the old Nerdtacular shirts, I wear those a lot. Yep. I don't know, man. And it's not that important. I'm not feeling a lot of vanity. This isn't a midlife crisis. I don't need the convertible Corvette like the chat room suggested.
Oh, well,
I don't want any of that stuff. None of that stuff interests me. I have zero interest in any of that. I don't have a life where I have, I don't look at you.
You're not feeling unfulfilled.
And my family and
you
go,
just want to wear a different shirt.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. She just said it.
Okay.
I'm not feeling unfulfilled. I just want a different shirt.
I can do that for you.
Let's go to TJ Maxx. They have good deals. Or is that not good?
No, that's fine.
I don't want to go to Nordstrom and spend my life savings on a pair of shirts. Two shirts.
A pair of shirts and a button-down pants.
Yeah, like Old Navy Gap-ish is very much me. That's what I do.
But you also don't like to wear...
I'm nondescript.
Logo shirts.
Not
like you
really.
Don't want a Gap shirt. You don't want it to say Gap when you put it on.
Yeah, and also like I like my own stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's generally true. Like I don't want it. If I ever got a tattoo, it'd be my own artwork. I'd make my own.
I can see that.
I don't want someone else to make it. Unless it was Mort Drucker or something.
Maybe
on his
you need
deathbed.
To design your own fabric and then we'll make you a shirt.
Okay. Speaking of tattoos, can we discuss that for just a second?
Sure.
Do we ever get one? Is that another sign that we're unfulfilled?
I don't know.
Do you want one?
I thought about it for a while.
Yeah.
Where
you want to get it?
Probably on my arm, like right here. Like
down here?
Yeah. On my wrist, inside of my wrist. And I thought about doing a queen bee with the queen crown on top of the bee. I thought it was super cool. Because I feel like that, with as far as our family goes, it's
you are the queen bee. We bring you larva.
But I haven't done it because I don't know how bad I really want a tattoo.
We go outside and find old crackers in the dirt and bring it back to the mound for Kim to make something good out of it.
Do my best.
No, if I was ever to do one, probably same place, and I'd want to go super simple.
Yeah,
because you don't
just
want
black
something
and white, just super simple.
Yeah,
but you do your own.
I want the on symbol. Where is one?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Do I just get to push it every morning?
Yeah, you just poke it. And
it's
then
not
wake
working.
Up. It's not working. He's lazy. He won't get up. But no, like the little that symbol called? Whatever that is.
Power
symbol. Put that on my wrist. My
Not
life
the
is
Power Ranger symbol, just the power symbol.
I don't know. See, that's why I'm terrified of it, because it's so damned permanent. Right?
It is.
Anyway.
That's why we haven't done it.
No, and that's why I think the reason none
maybe
of my kids have.
We're non-committal.
My kids have always wavered. You know, they're always like, well, maybe you'll something. Like Nick wants to get something for his grandpa, like a little something on his arm that's like reminds him of his grandfather who died in 2000, right after Nick was born. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's kind of cool, but I don't even know if he's going to do it. He seems like maybe he's in chicken mode right now.
Yeah, you tell him that, he's going to run right out, so stop it.
Oh, what should I say to him?
Nothing.
Get a haircut? Get a haircut, you damned hippie?
Oh.
No, I like his hair. He has beautiful hair. And you know what? That kid says he loves me every time he hangs up a phone call or goes anywhere.
You can't ask for more than that.
He's going to work. Love you, Dad. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
At 18, I'll freaking take it, man. I wasn't doing that with my parents.
No.
They'd say, see you, son. I'd go, F off, double fingers.
Oh, wow.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't do
I
that.
I wouldn't do that. I was more like Freddie Mercury at the end of that movie when he said, what does the dad always tell him? Good thoughts, happy feelings.
Something and good deeds.
Can't lose. Oh.
Okay. It's not Friday Night Lights.
It was something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
We'll look that up later.
Yeah, we'll do that later. Now, though, we got to talk about this.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
All right, we got to talk about these elote.
Elote.
Mm-hmm. So you take a corn cob, a cob of
cooked corn. Corn cob.
Talked about this on TMS a little bit, but now that you're here and you made them, we can get more to the nitty gritty.
So it's corn. It's cooked corn, so it's hot still. It's right out of the pan.
Right.
Hot boiled corn.
You keep it in your armpit for like 20 minutes, okay. Right? Right?
That'd be fun.
Everyone does their own.
Corny pits. Nice.
Corny pits. Somebody submit that title. Corny pits is pretty good. Corny pits. Anyway.
So, yes.
So then what?
Because then you smear it with mayonnaise. I know that sounds really gross, and a lot of people don't like mayonnaise.
Foul. It sounds so foul, but it's not.
Really, really hate mayonnaise. Who does?
Justin Robert Young.
Justin Robert Young hates mayonnaise.
Oh, I can't wait to tell him about these.
I will make this for him next time he's in town.
Yeah. Don't tell him, though.
Okay.
Just say, it's a special Mexican magic paste, and he'll eat it. Okay. Anyway,
So you smear it.
By the way, this corn, I don't know why these corns you've been buying have been so ripe and ready.
Just the earlier corn, and there's the white.
They're amazing.
Corn kernels. Oh my gosh, they're really good. Really sweet.
They just pop when you bite in there. Yes. We have some in the fridge. I'm going to eat some today, I think. Anyway, so you cover it in mayonnaise, which sounds gross, but then what?
It's like a thin layer of mayonnaise.
Oh, and they have to be hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It kind of melts it a little bit, the oils in it and stuff. And then you put the Cotija cheese all over it.
Never heard of it. What's Cotija cheese?
You can roll it in there. It's a Mexican cheese that's crumbled.
Oh. But it's just cheese. So it's like, I'm trying to, bless you.
Sorry.
You have allergies right now.
I do have allergies. Sorry about that, everyone.
That was a cute sneeze, though.
Thanks.
Mine's loud and yelly.
Yes. It scares everyone in the house.
Yeah. I've never heard of that cheese though, but I don't know what to compare.
It's like Parmesan, but Parmesan. It's a different flavor.
Yeah. But it has that consistency to it.
Yes. All right. It's like Parmesan. You can actually take the big wheel of it and break it apart and do it yourself. Make it.
You have it in an already crushed form?
Yes.
And then you roll those things in.
Roll it in there. And then you put, so usually you use chili powder. That's what they usually use. I found a chili and lime powder seasoning, and that was really good on it. A little bit of lime flavor.
Yeah. And that was way better than I thought that would be, too, because I didn't think I was going to like the lime.
You can put salt and pepper on it if you'd like after that.
And then you're just in heaven.
I do have a really good way of making corn, if it's a fresh corn. You put it in the pot, you cover it in water, and then as soon as it comes up to a boil, like right when it starts to boil, you turn it off and you're done. So it doesn't overcook it, because if it's overcooked, it kind of gets harder. It doesn't pop in your mouth.
Would this work if you roasted it grilled it?
It would.
Okay.
Just do it the way you do it.
I don't love grilled corn, though. I feel like it ruins the pop.
If you grill it in the husk, it'll just kind of steam it.
Yeah.
And that's really good. Straight up grilled.
But be careful, because sometimes there's earwigs in there. Ew. That was always the thing when I was a kid.
I haven't had that problem.
We would shuck corn.
Long time. Well, when I was a kid, I would do the same thing, but.
Yeah, but you see the little bugs in there when you did it?
Yeah. When I was a kid.
Earwigs, man. They crawl in your ear and they eat your brain.
We had really big fat caterpillars.
Well, that is just, that's fattest of you to say that.
Mm.
It's fattest.
Anyway.
So these are incredible and I could eat 50 of them.
They go really well with tacos.
Yeah. Yeah. We celebrated Cinco de Mayo in style, I felt like.
I did wear my sombrero.
She wore her, so that's your new look.
That's my new look.
No, it was those little dumb sombreros, right?
I had two big ones,
that look like
too.
Orange squeezers.
I had really big ones, too. They do look like that.
Don't they? You make like a little orange juice
juicers.
For them. Yeah. So people should try it. We'll put the recipe. It's super simple. I guess we just said it.
I usually will go, when I need a recipe or a version of it, I just go to Pinterest. So, sorry, once again.
Yeah.
Internet.
But look at this now.
Now we have
recipes right here in the Discord.
And
you're in it. Look at you right there.
I did. I talked to someone this morning.
Let's get you a damned avatar.
Mitsula sent in the recipe for the pub 1842, which was really fun, really great menu.
Yeah.
But they had a peanut butter bacon crunch burger.
There it is right there.
Which has chips, pimento cheese, and crunchy peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
We're going to try that.
This is from Pub 1842. It was real. My only problem with that place is everything was expensive. It was
that's every restaurant you go to that isn't a chain restaurant. I'm sorry.
BTO wasn't that bad. MTO, sorry.
MTO, but it was breakfast. That's different.
I guess that's different.
You, I think anything is expensive.
Are you saying I'm cheap?
I haven't made it.
You're saying I'm cheap.
You're cheapest.
Now that sounds like I don't like people who are cheap.
I don't.
I know you don't. I know you don't. All right. Anyway, look at that thing. That's got a recipe.
It was frugal. Someone said frugal. That's what you are.
I am
super cost sensitive. That's a good word.
Cost sensitive. There you go.
Scott is cost sensitive.
I've been paranoid. I'll call it straight up paranoid. When my dad lost his business, I've been paranoid ever since.
Yeah, and I get that.
I know, but it's not good.
We're
it's not healthy.
In the middle. We never go crazy.
No, we don't go crazy, even though I always tell you don't go crazy.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't go crazy.
And you love it. All right. So get into that Discord, everybody. You'll find a link at it at the Skim site. That's frogpants.com/skim. And join us up in there. Share your recipes. Hang out in the main chat. Tell us your thoughts, your feelings. You have questions for us. We have a whole section that says questions for the show. It's literally a place where you can ask questions. We'll read them on the show. So it's a bit like email or whatever.
Awesome.
There's even voice channels in there if people wanted to go in there.
And leave us a voice message.
I mean, why would you? But you can if you want to. And I think that's it for this week. We're on this new schedule. We might bump it a half an hour for TMS finishing.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting around. But that's fine. It's not a big deal.
It's just a bum rush. And I thought I could do it in half an hour. But it takes longer than that. It takes about 45 to get totally done. I haven't even posted the YouTube stuff yet. So
if you're here by 11, we're probably already talking.
Yeah. If it
but
changes,
the show won't start for
it'll be on the schedule. You can find it at frogpants.com/podcast and you can read it there. I think that's everything. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
No? There's nothing else to say? Chat room, thanks for hanging out with
us.
I'm
going to go find Scott a shirt now.
Well, you don't have to do it today. Do you? You don't have to do it today. I mean, I'm not in a desperate place.
You're just cost sensitive.
I just
want to.
I just say it. I want a thing.
Maybe you need to go though, so you can pick your new look.
Yeah.
Not that should one shirt's gonna change it all, but
should I go for a whole outfit?
We could.
It feels like a girl thing to do.
Oh gosh.
Is that a
everyone
sexist?
Shops for clothes? Everyone has to wear them at some point. Unless your mom still buys your clothes.
It's just never been me.
You have to shop for clothes. It's all right.
Not interested.
I usually buy your clothes and bring them home.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is, though, I haven't been stuck in an era. Have you noticed that?
That's true.
I don't look like a guy from the 90s. I don't look like a dude from the 80s. I don't look like a guy from the 2000s. I've just kind of moved along with whatever the standard baseline was.
So obviously you've changed some.
A little, but I just kind of went with it.
The 90s, you still were wearing silver tabs. You've moved on. You have a couple pair of lucky jeans.
Was I wearing
jeans.
Silver tabs then?
Yeah, we were.
Dude, those were good jeans.
Both of us were.
Silver tabs.
Awesome.
Silver tab, baby. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you all for listening. And in the immortal words of Kim Johnson, get up and get your homework done. No, I don't know what that means. We'll see you guys later.
Someone's asking about silver tabs. They are Levi's 501s now.
Sorry, Levi 501s were silver. Oh, we have to play this.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Go to frogpants.com. Anyway, they were, what was it?
They're now called Levi's 501s, but at the time they were called silver tabs. And the little tab on the back was silver.
Yeah, and they were the only jeans that really fit me well, I thought, at the time. They're probably 90s as hell now, right?
Oh, yes.
There's no way
those. Carter tried some on the other day, and I was like, wow.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.